This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the heads of higher educational institutions to take new steps in the field of artificial intelligence. President Murmu made these remarks during her inaugural address at the two-day visitors conference, which began at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today.
बस 2025 को हमने द ईयर ऑफ एआई घोषित किया है आज मैं उच्च शिक्षा के नेतृत्व से जुड़े आप सभी लोगों से ये अनुरोध करती हूँ कि आप सब आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के क्षेत्र में नए और बड़े काम करें और करवाएं
The president said the heads of the institutions of higher learning have a crucial role in achieving the goal of establishing India as an important center of the knowledge economy. She emphasized the need to pay significant attention to research along with education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called for greater use of traditional knowledge and artificial intelligence AI to support conservation and management of wildlife and forests. He also emphasized the use of AI, machine learning, remote sensing and geospatial mapping to combat issues like forest fires and human-animal conflicts. The Prime Minister was speaking while chairing the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasangir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day. During the meeting, the Prime Minister released the report of the first ever riverine dolphin estimation conducted in the country, which estimated a total of 6,327 dolphins. This pioneering effort involved surveying 28 rivers across 8 states with 3,150 man-days dedicated to covering over 8,500 kilometers. Uttar Pradesh recorded the highest number of dolphins, followed by Bihar, West Bengal and Assam. The government has accorded Navaratna status to the Indian Railway Finance Corporation IRFC and the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation IRCTC. With this, all 7 central public sector enterprises of the Railway Ministry have received Navaratna status. The IRFC has an annual turnover of over 26,000 crore rupees. The IRCTC has an annual turnover of over 4,000 crore rupees. Talking to media in New Delhi, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said Navaratna status means the organization is strong and will contribute more to the growth of railways. India and Belgium today discussed the possibility of defense engagements in the Indo-Pacific, particularly in the maritime domain. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with Princess Astrid of Belgium and Defense Minister Theo Franken in New Delhi. During the meeting, they discussed ways and means to enhance defense industrial cooperation between the two countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh welcomed Belgian investments in the defense sector. He suggested that Belgian companies can play an important role by expanding their footprint in India and integrating Indian vendors into their supply chain. More women in India are seeking credit and actively monitoring their credit scores. This was stated in a report titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women's Role in India's Financial Growth Story, launched by Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. According to the report, the financial awareness among women in India has increased by 42% from the previous year, with around 27 million women monitoring their credit till December last year. The report shows that women's share of the total self-monitoring base increased to 19.43% in December last year compared to 17.89% in 2023. The government has initiated 5 pilot projects for using hydrogen in buses and trucks. The sanctioned projects will consist of a total of 37 buses and trucks and 9 hydrogen refueling stations. The vehicles deployed for the trial will include 15 hydrogen fuel cell-based vehicles and 22 hydrogen internal combustion engine-based vehicles. These vehicles will run on 10 different routes across the country. In men's cricket, India will face Australia in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In the pre-match press conference today, Indian skipper Rohit Sharma expressed confidence, emphasizing that India's approach in semi-final against Australia will remain same as their previous 3 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.